This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the World Trade Organization today, a little bit of not great trade news. The WTO has revised its guesses for the international movement of goods for next year. Sharply lower is the headline because the group says household budgets around the world are being squeezed and our aggregate demand for stuff, which you'll remember because you probably participated, right? That went through the roof early in the pandemic. It has now fallen off a cliff. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains that story.
Back in April, the WTO predicted global trade would grow by nearly 3.5% in 2023. Now it's walking that back to just 1%. Jacob Kierkegaard with the Peterson Institute says that's a gloomy sign for the global economy.
Global trade is heading into, if not a perfect storm, then at least very high seas and windy weather.
So what's changed in the last 5 months? Jennifer Hillman with the Council on Foreign Relations says that depends on where you are in the world.
In the United States, we're seeing significant monetary tightening as the Federal Reserve raises interest rates.
Meanwhile, in Europe,
the dominant story is high energy prices,
caused in part by the war in Ukraine. And in some developing countries, Hillman says food insecurity is crushing demand for goods. On the supply side, there's the manufacturing powerhouse China's strict zero COVID policy, says Christine McDaniel at George Mason University's Mercatus Center.
You know, if there's a flare up in a particular region of the country, that whole region or city will shut down.
Including the factories that make a lot of what gets shipped around the world. The sum of all these economic shocks, says Jacob Kierkegaard,
means global trade will slow and global recession risk is certainly up.
The good news? Softening demand for goods will give global supply chains some room to breathe and could help ease inflation. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.